This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 9th of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is lovely this evening. Tel Aviv and Haifa enjoy a cool breeze, making it a pleasant night to be out. Jerusalem remains mild, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Mojtaba Khamenei is playing a critical role in Iran's war strategy, according to a report from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also, U.S. intelligence believes Khamenei remains a key figure in Iran's war strategy, despite serious injuries. Ynet reported this 2 hours ago. Also this hour, IDF kills a Hamas terrorist linked to the abduction of Mia Shem. This was reported by JNS earlier today. Separately, Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Axios reported this development from earlier today. And finally, the man who firebombed a Boulder Israeli hostage march was sentenced to life in prison. This was covered by Forward in earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Arsen Ostrovsky praised Gemma Tognini's unwavering support for the Jewish community, posting just minutes ago. Eyal Yacobi criticized the spreading of false information, posting 17 minutes ago that it was an absurd lie. Al Arabiya English shared insights 22 minutes ago on how prolonged oil disruptions could impact global growth and inflation. Let's go deeper. Starting with Mojtaba Khamenei's role in Iran's war strategy, the Jerusalem Post cites a CNN report that highlights how Khamenei is actively involved despite the fragmented nature of Iran's leadership. His influence appears to be crucial in shaping Iran's military actions. This involvement could affect diplomatic efforts in the region. Turning to the IDF's recent actions, JNS reports that Israeli forces not only killed the terrorist linked to Mia Shem's abduction, but also destroyed 8 tunnels in Rafah. This operation targeted a command center in northern Gaza. The strike underlines Israel's ongoing efforts to neutralize threats and safeguard its citizens. Meanwhile, the ceasefire announcement by Trump between Israel and Lebanon, as reported by Axios, is seen as a strategic move. It aims to ease tensions while potentially advancing Trump's peace deal ambitions with Iran. This development could alter the current dynamics and bring a temporary calm to the region. On the legal front, the Forward reports that the sentencing of the Boulder firebomb attacker marks a significant moment of justice for the victims' families. It highlights the severe consequences of such violent acts and reinforces the community's resolve against hate. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports on significant expansions in the Israeli Air Force with plans for 4 new squadrons utilizing F-35 and F-15 deals. This signals an unprecedented growth period for Israel's defense capabilities. Separately, Globes reports on Keystone joining the Hot Mobile acquisition. This move is expected to replace Moore Investment House and signifies a strategic partnership with Delek Israel and Leumi Partners. And finally, Ynet Business highlights strong earnings from tech giants Alphabet, Amazon, Meta, and Microsoft. Their investments in AI are reshaping growth, with Google and Microsoft seeing significant revenue increases. This trend underscores the transformative impact of AI on global markets. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.